American persimmon. I have tried to carry a persimmon home, to share one fruit. I pass the tree running, a pursuit which allows no pockets, no bags, needs no equipment, no team. I was many miles away and could not clench my fist. I told myself to hold my hands like good men, every time they choose not to use their strength. But a good persimmon is already halfway to ruin. A ripe fruit falls, wrinkled and dark. Too fragile to bear reaching the ground, it bursts. Too fragile to bear touch. The skin of the fruit I gathered skidded off. Pulp pushed past my knuckles' best intentions. Men can be considered good for what they don't do. How small of a taken action could be a saving grace then? I tried again, another day, dropping a persimmon in the emptiness between my breasts. Home, undressed, there was only a sweaty smear no man could find sensuous. Some things are best enjoyed alone. Some things can only be enjoyed alone. And so this morning, I eat right on the roadside, picking grit from the fruit's soft insides. Across town, a man I love sleeps. Around the world, the hungry and sleepless. Here, my fingers so sugared, I can't suck them clean.